Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
One community organization wants to recognize people for their contributions with the Who Powers You contest. Let's go in depth with Amy Blunk with Pella Cooperative Electric. Amy, how long have you worked for Pella Cooperative Electric?
Sure. I've worked at Pella Cooperative Electric for a couple months now. I also worked there from 2012 to 2014, back when I lived in Pella many years ago.
But then you have lots of experience in the industry.
Yeah. So when I left Pella Cooperative Electric in 2014, I moved to Colorado and worked at an electric co-op there in Colorado. There are electric co-ops all across the nation, and you'll find that often where people within the industry love working for a co-op. And if they want to move, they try to stay within the co-op family and go to a different co-op, which is exactly what I did. So I was blessed that when I wanted to move back to Pella, I was able to come back and work at the co-op here.
Why does that happen? Why do people want to do that?
Sure. Co-ops are great companies to work for. Number one, because we're member-owned. We know that we're working for the member or the customer and not trying to make money off people. Very trustworthy organizations. They take care of their employees. And the electric industry is just always fast moving and always changing and evolving. And there's always something new happening every day.
And so it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Something new happening every day.
Yes.
Every day?
Yeah.
Well, that must be fun.
It is fun.
But it seems pretty predictable to those of us on the outside, but it's not, huh?
Right. The electric industry is very complex. You know, you hear about these rolling blackouts that are happening in California, and then you have renewable energy, and how does that all balance, and how do you generate all that electricity and then get it to your end consumer, the member at the end of the line? It's not a straightforward approach, and technology is changing things. Technology changes how our linemen work out on the lines, how they can restore power, how we monitor equipment. Things are constantly evolving in that arena. So there's just a lot of things always going on, and we're always looking to improve.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Amy Blunk with Pella Cooperative Electric about the Who Powers You contest. We want perfection from you. Mm-hmm. We want power when we want it. We want enough of it. We want it now. We want it 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. And if it's gone for like just a few minutes, then we're not very happy.
Right. Which a lot of us experienced in the recent derecho storm, where there were members without power, not from Pella Cooperative Electric, but other utilities across the state were going days and into a few weeks without power. And we're just not used to that. But no utility can prepare itself for a storm like that that comes through the state.
Yeah, there were people without power for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, let's hope we never encounter that situation.
That's right.
And so your job at Pella Cooperative Electric is to do internal communications, but then tell the world about what's happening.
Correct.
And you've got a new program?
Yes. So we just launched the Who Powers You contest. It's actually a national program that all the electric cooperatives who are affiliated with Touchstone Energy cooperatives are putting on starting this week and through October 9th. And collectively, we started this contest to honor our unsung heroes in the community. So co-op members across the nation can submit somebody you know who is really making a difference in your community. And there's prizes to those who are awarded. There's a grand prize winner. And then there's also a first, second, and third place winner.
So Who Powers You, that means somebody that's making a difference in the life of the community.
Yes.
All right, not just me as a person.
Well, it can be anybody, as far as, you know, like if there's a local teenager who's doing something to help with kids who go hungry at the end of the school day, or it can be an individual that works at a corporation, but something they're doing for charity work outside of what they do every day. So it doesn't necessarily have to be, it's not a company or a charity that you're nominating, it's a person who's making a difference.
But it's not my best friend who I enjoy conversing with, it's somebody with a broad impact in the community.
Correct. I mean, you can nominate whoever you'd like, but you're going up against several hundred other people throughout the nation as well.
And there are some prizes with this, right?
There are, yes. So the grand prize winner gets $5,000. The second place winner gets $2,000, third place $1,500, and then an honorable mention for $500. So there's four people who will be awarded these prizes this year.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Amy Blanc with Pella Cooperative Electric about the Who Powers You contest.
There's so many people, not just in Pella, but in Iowa, in the area we live in, South Central Iowa. There's so many people that do make a difference. It's part of the culture.
Right.
So hopefully you'll have a whole bunch of nominees.
I hope so. I mean, you're right. We have the Midwestern roots that we're proud of, and a lot of great people within our community. And I hope our members step up and think of somebody that they can nominate. Because you do have to be a co-op member to nominate somebody.
Okay.
The person you nominate does not have to be a co-op member. But in our area of Pella, it's got to be a Pella Cooperative Electric member nominate somebody.
I see people that every once in a while I want to say, this person is a treasure. It's a community treasure. And I just can't, you know, I'll tell them thank you for all you do, but it seemed for years to me that there needs to be some kind of recognition like this in the community. And a lot of the people are behind the scenes. I'd love to start telling you names, but it's just so many good people that work behind the scenes and don't often get the recognition.
Exactly. So this is a way where they can get the recognition they deserve, with somebody like you who's a co-op member that can nominate them for the Who Powers You contest.
All right, I know I can tell right now that our listeners, the gears are turning in the brain, so they're going to nominate. That's pretty neat.
Sure. So co-op members can go online to whopowersyou.com and submit their entry. They're simply asked to share a photo of their nominee and answer a couple questions about how their nominee makes a difference in our local community. Pretty easy.
And then what's the selection process? Who decides?
There's a panel of judges that takes a look at all the entries. Entries are due by October 9th. And if anybody here in our local community, a co-op member who wants to nominate somebody but is a little unsure about how to navigate the online nomination process, maybe you're not very comfortable with computers, just stop in the co-op's office and I'll help you out.
Can I nominate more than one person?
I believe you can just nominate one.
Just one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have there been other awards previously in this kind of category in co-ops that I just haven't heard about?
Sure. Well, this is the fifth year of Who Powers You. So we have done previous years of winners. There hasn't been somebody in our local community that have won. So this would be the first time that Pella Cooperative Electric members could possibly have a winner, because we haven't had a winner before.
All right, so we better bring our best game and make a really good nomination of the person.
That's right.
All right, so just we don't want to just do a couple sentences. We better know something about the person and why they're special. And so we have to think it's just not in the community. It's they're going to be competing against people
nationwide.
Nationwide.
Correct.
Okay, really bring our best game. And you know there are people that should compete. I mean, I could give you like five people right now.
Right.
So this is exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. And don't think that your nominee doesn't have a chance either. Over the past 4 previous contests, there have been around 650 nominees. So we're talking just a couple hundred people a year. So those are pretty good chances of winning.
Yeah, we'll make a big deal about it, too. Mm-hmm. So you really want to promote this. Pella Cooperative Electric really wants a Pella member winner.
Yes.
All right, a Pella member nominated.
Yes.
The person doesn't have to be a member, but the person nominating them does.
Right. And this isn't just the Pella community. Pella Cooperative Electric serves in 5 counties. So it can be somebody from Reasoner or from Bussey or from the Newton area or Monroe or Pleasantville, Knoxville.
Okay, so as long as they're members.
Yep, whoever's doing the nomination, yep.
I guess I didn't know that you powered... I knew it went out of the county. I guess I didn't know it went that far.
Mm-hmm.
Your power grid.
Yes.
Anything else we need to know?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything.
All right. Well, this is fun.
Yeah.
When are the winners notified?
I'm not for sure when those notifications come out. It does take a few months for everything to be judged and qualified and quantified.
So it'll be a bit.
Yeah.
We'll let them know.
Yes.
Thanks to Amy Blunk for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.